Welcome back. The wonderful music of Burning Bridget Cleary to WSHU Public Radio. And it's wonderful to have you back. It's been too long.
I know.
It's been five years.
Much.
A lot has happened in that 5 years. I can remember, you know, when you first came in, you were getting ready for your debut at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Peter was fairly new to the group. I think he'd been with you for about 8-9 months at that point. And you were in the midst, I guess, maybe of your second album then.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And now you've got your fourth album. You're back from Folk Alliance, where you did a host of showcases.
Yep.
And you've been at most of the major Irish folk festivals in the country. And out of the country as well, you've got a slew of wonderful videos on your webpage.
Yeah.
So things have been good. Now, one of the things that interests me, last time you were in, Jenna Gillespie was a member of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we started talking, I think Rose was talking about how she had gotten involved in Celtic folk music. And she said, well, there was this family that lived nearby and you know, they were the Lachmans, and they did a lot of Irish music. And she said one of them was my teacher. Well, one of them is now that teacher is now a member of the group, Deirdre Lachman. So it's sort of come around a bit. So
yeah, absolutely,
it's wonderful. So how do you sum up the last 5 years since you were last here?
It's a good question. I don't know. Well, we're currently working on the fifth album, so we've released four at this point. I don't know. What have we been doing, guys?
We've gotten into the Midwest a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
Deirdre's been with us now for almost about 2 years now.
Yeah.
So right.
That's a huge change.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we've broken out into the Midwest a little more. Last year we did Muskegon Irish Festival in Michigan, and we did Kansas City Irish Festival, so that was super fun.
Yeah, that's one of the cream.
Yeah, I know. Kansas, yeah, both of them, actually. They were both super awesome. So, yeah, just traveling more, and it's awesome.
All right.
Having a lot of fun.
And you've got a lot of awards. You're up. You're nominated for awards as well. And you've, you know, just put a lot of good things together. I mean, you had the Kickstarter campaign, which funded the latest album, which is called Pressed for Time.
Mm-hmm.
What impressed me was you really took some new directions, at least I thought. You're probably doing that in concert before that, but, you know, you've got the Richard Schindel piece, you've got an old-timey piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really nice to see the branching out.
Yeah, we thought we'd mix it up a bit. You know, we enjoy like old time music, and I enjoy country music personally. And I grew up on Chet Atkins, guitarist. But no, the album is a nice array of different things. You know?
Right. Yeah. So, definitely is.
So we're happy with it.
So let me tell you who Burning Bridget is, because now that we're all chatting, but Rose Baldino is one of the fiddlers, and she's joined by Deirdre Lachman and some just beautiful twin fiddling there. I love the changes on that first piece that you did. Really, really quite neat. And the fellow who just talked, that was Lou Baldino, who is Rose's dad, and Peter Trezzi, who is originally from Canada, now making his domicile here in America, who is on percussion. And we are indeed glad to have you back. So I'm going to ask you, since we've got a limited amount of time, to play another tune, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Sure. You want to do some reels?
Sure.
Clay slaps?
Yeah.
That sound good?
Let people know again, this is Burning Bridget Cleary. They are from the Philadelphia area. Check out their webpage, which is at burningbridgetcleary.com. There's just so much fine stuff on there.
Awesome. All right, this we're going to do a set of reels, and it's off of our newest album, Pressed for Time.
Here we go.
Clay slaps. Ready? 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Beautiful music. Beautiful. This is the way to start off a St. Patrick's Day weekend. Or my good friends who've been on the show, who are one of the bands out of the local Irish American Center, say it's St. Patrick's Month.
There you go.
So, which it really, really is. Mm-hmm. So. I want to talk to the newest member of the group, and just a little bit. How have you found being part of Burning Bridget Cleary, Deirdre, for the last 2 years?
It's been a lot of fun, kind of a whirlwind. I've performed with my family my whole life, but it's a completely different experience.
Experience.
I'd rather not talk about it. No, it's been awesome. I mean, and making the CD, that was the first time I've done recording.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played on a track once before, but that was it was much different. You know, this is
a
lot more intense. But yes, it was great. It's been a lot of fun. Got to know Rose a lot better. God.
That was a question I was going to ask Peter too. You know, I remember if my memory serves me correctly, you had become a member of the band after responding to a Craigslist ad when they were looking. And did you think you would be where you're at when you first responded to that ad?
Well, you never know where it's going to go. So when you respond, the first thing everyone's always like checking out is whether or not anybody's crazy in the group.
So we found out we were crazy, so we joined the band. Right.
So that's the first thing. And then when you realize, okay, we're all on the same page, and it just kind of, it does take its life of its own. Mm. Things start to progress, and then before you know it, you're playing shows, and you're doing festivals, and it just starts to roll, and it just starts to feel right.
Right.
So
that's when he found out that I smoke cigars too.
That was an added bonus.
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
You guys talked about that 5 years ago. Or Rose mentioned it. I think she said, "Well, you know, we'd be ready to go," and we're saying, "Gee, where's my father and Pete?" And they'd be outside, you know, smoking
cigars.
There
you go. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. If there's any listeners out there that's wants to donate any cigars to Lou and Pete, you can send a courier to.
I love that
our website, and that's burningbridgetcleary.com.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things we spoke about 5 years ago was, you know, you and Jenna were, I think, 18 and 19 at the time. You were a freshman in college.
Yeah.
Was that how you're representative of a new generation of players that is, you know, really coming along and has a great respect for tradition, the tradition of the music, but is also kind of stretching it in new directions. And that was one of the nice things to see about the album as well. Who's responsible for bringing Richard Schindel to the group? Anybody want to take credit for that?
I don't know. I remember hearing a version of it. I think Solas did a version of it that I like kind of fell in love with, and I was like, I don't know. I just loved the song so much. I just wanted to.
Well written and beautiful.
It is.
Song.
I know. I like fell in love with the song, and I was like, I think we could like do this and just do our own arrangement. And we worked something out, and it just sounded great.
Well, so. Richard's version was, I heard it one time, but it was like very slow, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now your arrangement is just terrific.
Oh,
I think
thank you.
Probably have worn out that track on the CD at this point. And what about the Ewan McCall piece?
That one?
That's a fascinating
piece. Oh, yeah.
And not a lot of people do Ewan McCall these days.
Yeah. No. I think it was the same type of thing. We heard a track of it, and Deirdre and I were both like equally obsessed with the song. And I don't know. It was just like it was a really fascinating story that it was based off someone's actual life. So I don't know. I think Deirdre and I were just fascinated with the story, and we wanted it to be told. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's good to see those directions. And I gather the old timey piece probably comes from your background.
Well, in a way. We actually heard the cut from a CD that was put out by Salamander Crossing.
Oh, yes. Then. Yeah. Ronnie Arbo's been here a few times as a guest, right?
Yeah, they did that on their album. And we always liked their sound, really great musicians. So we decided to it's similar to theirs, but we put our own little flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, our guests here tonight on Profiles in Folk, taped previously, but still good, is Burning Bridget Cleary, and they are Rose Baldino, her father Lou Baldino, Deidre Lachman, and Peter Trezzi. And it is good to have them back. They've got four albums out, all four still in print.
Oh, but the first one. The first one we're letting go. We were putting that into the pastures, you know.
Okay, right.
You know, so if you have a copy, you know, it's good.
You can sell it for
$50. It's worth a lot of money now.
Right. Okay. Well, I remember when it first came.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know, I just loved the music, and I was fascinated by the bonfire, you know, in the picture on the back as well. I just kept looking at that and saying, "Why?" And I still got fond memories of when it arrived because it was just
So do I when it arrived in my mail when I received it when I auditioned for them. That was the first record. Yeah.
Oh wow!
I remember. Yeah.
It's still in your mailbox, I think.
So, can you do one of those newer pieces with the vocal?
Yeah, sure,
that'd
absolutely.
Be okay?
You want to do?
I didn't want to put you on the spot here.
No,
I'm
no,
good
we'd love
doing
to.
That.
Yeah, no, let's do it. Okay. We'll do "Honesty of Fleur de Lis."
Okay,
awesome.
Great.
Mother Mary, but would you change me back to a witch and let me live in the arms of a sorry old elm? Give the gypsy moths a realm of their own. For a postman's fee would I work for thee, and from the tree would I swoop down and leave a billion blue eggs of eternity. And in no time you'd have your own sea. Don't just stare, I mean it really. Hear my prayer, I give it freely. Are you there, Fleur de Lis? I adore thee, Mother Mary. So long has this room been so hollow. We wait at the gate for an echo. In the flesh of your newly cleaned frescoes, where Jesus holds John to his breast. Wrapped around and rocking slowly, no one bound. As a witch, would I love you more than any man? So give a wink, give a nod, give a damn. Be a sport, Mary, and don't tell Dad. He need never know how he's been had. And never you mind about those seven seals, 'cause Daddy was a one-shot deal.
Thank you for doing that. That's just, it is a beautiful arrangement.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Nice harmonies, too. So you guys are going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
For the summer. I noticed you're doing a swing to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yes.
So excited about that.
Yes. Have you played there before?
Asheville, yep.
Yeah. We did the
WNC years ago,
once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about maybe 3 years ago or so, okay. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we love Asheville, North Carolina. So.
Plus, we've been to Swannanoa a number of times.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
right.
To have fun and jam all night.
Wow. Good. So those of you out there who are listening and are vacationing this summer, I'm actually going to be in North Carolina, but it's going to be before you're there. there are a lot of people who do go down mm-hmm. to visit. They will be in Asheville June 14th and 15th. They'll be in Carrboro on June 15th. Carrboro is kind of like this amazing hotbed of musicians and stuff. So, I'm just amazed how many like albums come through the transom and stuff where these people are located in Carrboro. So it's good to. Are you doing any big festivals during the summer as well?
Celtic Fling is in Mannheim. We're going to be doing that in June.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Celtic Fling is always a good one.
It's on the grounds of the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, that one's super exciting. Yeah,
right.
The Celtic Classic.
Yep, we do the Celtic Classic every year in Bethlehem, PA.
Music Fest?
I don't know if we're doing Music Fest this year. I'm not sure if we're doing that one.
We've done maybe. Music Fest a bunch, but I'm not sure if it's
maybe.
But we're doing that.
Maybe we should get Mom in here.
She I know.
We show up, we get in the van, and she takes us.
Yeah. It's pretty accurate.
That's what you need. That's what you really need. Because, you know, it's tough. You know, I have singer-songwriters in as guests, and, you know, they're doing it all.
I know.
Don't have anybody doing anything for them. And, you know, it gets helter-skelter.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
They're saying, boy, where am I next week? But... am I there? Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that out? Well, it's on your webpage.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl does everything. She's my wife, Rosie's mom, and the manager of the band. And she's on the computer at least 12 hours a day.
Wow.
Keeps us all online.
Has a passion for all that.
You know. I'm going to ask our two fiddlers. I know this is a question you probably get asked a lot, too, but you both were classically trained when you were younger. Do you like the freedom of doing Irish music?
More than
I love it a lot. There's a lot less pressure.
Right.
It's classical music's great, and I really enjoy that, too, but... yeah, you can definitely relax more in playing fiddle music.
Yeah.
Was there things in your classical training, though, that have been helpful in playing folk music?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
definitely. I feel like if I had just started with Irish, I don't know. I feel like it would have been a lot different. I don't know. I think it really developed. I don't know. You really have to have like a basis for the instrument, I feel like, first. And I think classical teaches you a lot of those like technical skills that you kind of need. And then you can kind of branch off and do other things. But I feel like it's a really good foundation. Like, you kind of need that. But at least for me.
And you both started playing pretty young. I know. I think
you
were playing with
four.
Your family when.
Yeah.
And professionally.
Yeah, I started lessons when I was four, and then we started performing, I think, when I was about eight.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Why'd you wait so long?
Our guests here on Profiles in Folk here at WSHU Public Radio tonight are Burning Bridget Cleary, and I probably will have you do a little nutshell as to who Bridget Cleary was. And they are Rose Baldino and Deidre Lachman, who are the fiddlers, and who do some marvelous twin fiddling on the new album. Are you both playing on the, what's the piece? There's one piece that just fascinated me there. Sitting in the stern of a boat. Are you both playing on that?
Was,
no, it is one fiddle.
I just played that
fiddle.
By myself.
Yeah, it was
Deirdre.
Okay.
I drone on the open G.
Yeah.
During part of it, that's probably where you hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a musician, but boy, I kept listening and saying, are they both playing on that? Or is it one fiddle? Yeah. One fiddle.
No,
wow.
Yeah.
We might have you do that then if
you
want to give our listeners a choice, even though they've heard it off the album a few times. our two fiddlers, Rose and Deirdre, and Lou Baldino on guitar, who's got a background playing played with a lot of bands, but played as one of the backup bands for the Platters, part of their career, which is, I think, just great. I grew up on doo-wop music and stuff, so I love that. And listeners here know that my good friend Pierce Campbell, who's been a guest several times, played in a backup band with the Five Satins, mm-hmm. and always sort of harkens to that.
Right.
You know, and what he had learned. And on percussion, Peter Trezzi from, where are you from originally, Ontario?
Yeah, Toronto, Ontario, born
Toronto,
and raised.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you ended up in New Jersey. You still living in New Jersey?
I still am.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your address?
It's 416 East Mill Road, Maple Shade, New Jersey.
You still check your mailbox for another
BBC album.
Wait
for the hate mail
album,
to come in. Or the love notes.
Okay. And burningbridgetcleary.com, we should spell that out, is B-U-R-N-I-N-G. B-R-I-D-G-E-T, and then Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y. And there are really a lot of wonderful videos and some of the music. And just this list, I was looking through where you've been on Gene Shea's show. I mean, he's the folk god. I mean, the god of folk radio. And you guys have been on there so many times.
Oh, it's just, Gene's a sweetheart. Yeah.
I feel honored that you stopped in here to visit
us.
Oh,
this is great.
We actually, we saw him again when we were at the Kansas City Folk Alliance conference.
Right.
And he was there. And so he knows us now, which is great.
We've heard him enough.
He knows us by name. So yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. Wonderful. How did you find, was that your first time at Folk Alliance?
We had done NERFA before, Northeast Regional one, mm-hmm. which was super fun, a little bit smaller, but this was our first international one.
Yeah.
Similar experience, I mean, like with the jams and everything, but a lot bigger. So I feel like, and I don't know, we felt like really small just because there was
away by all the talent.
There were so many great people there.
I've been to a couple, not in recent years but in the past, mm-hmm. and including one in Toronto.
Yeah, that was I think the year before that.
Yeah,
they had it.
And it is. It's. I mean, even for a DJ, you know, because you've got, once they see you're a DJ, they're tossing CDs and stuff at you.
Uh-huh.
Play me, you know. Mm-hmm. It was good in, you know, connecting with people that I played their music and knew them. Mm-hmm. And then to see them and meet them face to face was really good.
Right.
And there's always, I think, you know, as presenters, you kind of take away people too, mm-hmm. that you have seen.
Right.
I've got a lot, you know, still a lot of fond memories of both of those, and I'm sure it works the other way mm-hmm. around. You
definitely
get to meet people. Uh-huh. I mean, you did a fairly good number of showcases for the.
It was interesting. Deirdre and I and my mom, the manager, we all went out separately on Thursday, and Pete and Lou both had work, so they were going to fly in on Friday. And their flight was canceled 3 times because of fog in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, and we had our main showcase Friday night, so we had to find a couple other musicians. And thank God there were two people we knew, Cheryl Prashker from Runa, really great Irish band, and Brian Buchanan from End of the Haggis.
Okay,
both really good friends of ours. They like kind of jumped in really last minute and did the showcase with us, which we're very grateful.
Yeah.
Because that was a big deal. So, but then Pete and Lou came later on, so.
That's a marvelous story, though.
Oh, God. It was
we arrived like 10 hours late.
Yeah.
Well, not marvelous for you guys. But just, you know, it shows some of what the folk community is about.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, Cheryl can play with anybody.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
She's terrific.
Definitely.
Can I squeeze one more out of you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm going to get a lot of music out of you before we have to end.
No, definitely.
You know, one of the things I noticed, you know, last time that we did so much talking last time you were here. We didn't get to a lot of your music.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. I just wanted to talk.
Are you're working on a new album?
We are. We just started. We just laid down the first track, so we're excited about that. But yeah, pretty soon, I guess probably around summer, we'll be kicking into high gear and like recording a lot more. We've been writing a lot of tunes for this one, which is probably why it's going to take a little longer, just because mm-hmm. we're going to be writing a lot of our own originals and like it's a lot of arranging and writing. So but yeah, we're excited. We don't really have a date yet, but hopefully within a year
Okay. You know? Are you going to go through Kickstarter again?
We're not sure, actually. I don't know. We might do one of those. Maybe not Kickstarter per se, but yeah. I know there's like Pledge Music. And yeah, we might do something like that, which is very helpful. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Do you want to give us a taste of it? Are you comfortable with the material that you're getting ready for the album?
Another Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is called Another Day. And let me see where I'm at here.
Yeah, so this is a song called Another Day, written by Tim O'Brien. And yeah, this is going to be the first one we've recorded on the new album. So
the Tim O'Brien?
I believe so, unless there are multiple.
Wow. You guys are branching out.
We are a little bit. I know, getting a little more folky with our songs, but...
Well, he's delved into his background, too, his mm-hmm. Celtic background.
Yeah, so. Definitely. All right. Let's do it.
Sweat and toil, pushing muscle and elbow oil. We can't lie too long in the shade, 'cause every day must be remade. Some days we fall, some days we fly, but in the end we all must die. Our rotten flesh and broken bones will feed the ground that we call home. We'll we call home. A new sprout grows from a fallen tree. This song will go on after me. So lift your heart and dry your eyes. It's another day to live and die. Another day to live and die. I've run naked in the wild. I've seen the beauty of a new child, and like the alchemists of old, I've tried to spin my straw to gold. Most times a giver, sometimes a thief. So full of hope, but prone to grief. But between freedom and despair, I know the truth is lying there. I know the truth is lying there. A new sprout grows from a fallen tree.
You've got to, you've this group has got a way with covers.
Oh, should be a cover band.
Yeah. Well, you know, good song selection, though.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I think things that, you know, would probably really jive with an audience when they hear them. In addition to all your original work and, you know, traditional material as well. Well, it's been great fun having you. Sorry we're short on time.
Oh, no. It's been a blast.
You're going to have to get back. You're going to have to be back in Connecticut
again. I know. We should make this a little more regular.
Stop in again. You're not that far away.
No, totally not.
What we do is got to get you some more venues in Connecticut
to
play.
I know. That'd be great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's been a delight again. And hopefully you will be back sooner. I'm gonna ask Deidre to finish off with that piece we talked about. Our guests have been Burning Bridget Cleary, and I do advise go to their webpage and check them out. They're just wonderful music. They have got 4 albums that are out, although one of them, that early one's being phased out now. So, but their latest album is Pressed for Time. And it's just got a slew of wonderful music. And even if you like Jay Unger's A Shoken Farewell, it's on that album too. So, and there's just a lot of good material on it. I kind of like that little piece that's part of the medley from Peter Ostrushka too. One of my favorite players. So what's the background of this tune, Deidre?
So this tune is called Sitting in the Stern of a Boat, and it was written by a reverend who, he's from the Isle of Skye, and he was taking up a position on the mainland. So he wrote this as he was sitting in the boat, watching the island fade off into the distance.
Okay, yep. Great. And thanks again for being with us.
Thank you so much.